एचडी स्मार्ट कास्ट।
यू आर लिसनिंग टू एन एचडी स्मार्ट कास्ट ओरिजिनल।
हेलो, वेलकम डियर लिसनर टू हेल्थ चर्चा इन एसोसिएशन विद मेडट्रॉनिक, वेयर वी ट्राई टू क्लियर ऑल योर डाउट्स, एड्रेस ऑल ऑफ योर कंसर्न्स रिलेटेड टू योर हेल्थ, स्पेशली योर हार्ट हेल्थ। I'm Deepti Ahuja, podcast producer at HT Smartcast and your dost and host on this show. ऐ दिल है मुश्किल जीना यहाँ, जरा हटके जरा बचके, ये है कोविड मेरी जान। So far, we learned about how our heart works, how it can malfunction. We spoke about arrhythmia and specifically bradycardia. What are pacemakers and what all to consider before a surgery, and how leadless pacemakers have made it easier for us to take care of our hearts. By the way, just in case you don't know what I'm talking about, then dear dost, you need to listen to the rest of the episodes in this mini series of Health Charcha. And don't worry, I'll be right here waiting to take you forward. Aur agar aapne Health Charcha mein shuru se mera saath diya hai, to pehle to thank you for listening. This issue is definitely very close to my heart, and your saath makes this journey even more heartening for me. Ab आगे बढ़ते हैं। सो लेट्स अज्यूम दैट यू और समवन यू नो हैज कंसिडर्ड ऑल ऑप्शंस एंड इज रेडी टू गो इनटू सर्जरी, बट बिफोर वन डज दैट दे आल्सो नीड टू नो हाउ टू टेक केयर ऑफ देमसेल्व्स पोस्ट सर्जरी, स्पेशली नाउ व्हेन यू नो मूवमेंट इज रिस्ट्रिक्टेड। कैन कंसल्टेशंस बी डन वर्चुअली? इन दिस लास्ट एपिसोड ऑफ हेल्थ चर्चा, कम लेट्स गेट सम आंसर्स टू दीज क्वेश्चंस। इन दिस एपिसोड वी हैव विद अस Dr. Girish Navasundi. He is the director of Cath Lab and senior interventional cardiologist at Apollo Hospitals, Bangalore. Welcome, Dr. Girish, to yet another episode of Health Charcha. Kaise hai aap?
Very fine. Thanks for this invitation on Heart and Health Charcha.
Absolutely. So, Doctor, tell me, what happens when a patient visits to get their pacemakers checked?
Wonderful question. During these pacemaker checkups, we check the battery status of the pacemaker. Mm-hmm. Typically, the battery life of a pacemaker is about 8 to 15 years. Hence, it's important to get this checked and see how much life is remaining in the battery of your pacemaker. Right. And it varies on the utilization, just like a smartphone's battery, you know, which mm-hmm. gets depleted if someone uses it more extensively compared to battery lasting long when you use it sparingly. Similarly, we also check the leads of the pacemaker to determine how they are working with the pacemaker and your heart and ensure they're detecting all signals from the heart accurately. We also Right. check and review and make programming adjustments to the pacemaker to ensure pacemaker continues to monitor appropriately and adjust the heart rate based on your activity levels. So it's kind of personalized for each and every patient.
Lovely. Now, of course, considering the times, the COVID times, is it possible to get the post-surgery checkups done remotely or virtually?
Yes, very much so. With the advancement in technology, today many patients implanted with heart devices are remotely monitored even in India. Mm-hmm. The remote monitoring technologies allows the same level of checkup that is possible as done when a person visits physically to the doctor's clinic.
Right. And how many patients would you say are being monitored remotely in India? Do you have a number on that?
I think it's gaining traction of late, especially in the background of COVID. More and more are showing keen interest, knowing the strength of this technology that prevents them from traveling. So it is probably now, you could say, about 10% to 20% devices being implanted. They're choosing remote monitoring.
Wow. Tell me, how does this remote monitoring work?
The remote monitoring is a simple word, is monitoring someone's heartbeat remotely. That means, you know, a patient can be living next door to the hospital, but right. cannot visit the clinic every day to know the functioning of the heart. So we now have remote monitors which can monitor the patient's activity every day. A small bedside monitor or an app on the smartphone or a tablet is used to send information from the pacemaker to the doctor's virtual clinic. The transmission of this information is scheduled at regular intervals by us on a secured server. If there are any emergency alerts that are needed to be sent to the doctor, no scheduling is required. The app or the bedside monitor automatically detects these emergency alerts and transmits the information to the virtual clinic immediately. And once the doctor receives this information, we can make immediate action on consulting and further intervention to the pacemaker changes.
Wow, I mean, this seems so advanced. I never thought that, I mean, like when my grandparents, one of my grandparents, had a pacemaker installed, these kind of things were not available back then. It was such a nuisance. But can you share more about this technology? You know, how does it help in fighting against COVID infections, especially?
Right. I think, you know, the times of COVID has been the greatest challenge of the humanity so far.
Yes.
Yeah. In such times, I think remote monitoring plays a vital role for patients with cardiac implants, especially like pacemakers. You know, adherence to periodic and regular device checkup is very critical for these patients, as these devices gather a lot of clinically relevant information from the patient's heart's activity. So for this, the patient need not visit the hospital. The remote monitoring reduces this travel and helps reduce the risk of exposure to COVID infection for both the patient as well as the healthcare workers. And this remote monitoring allows healthcare staff to monitor, manage, and intervene in the heart rhythm of the patient's health, even when the patient is at home, who is not expected to travel. You know, these days, elderly people are so concerned to even get out of their homes. So it is the duty of healthcare professionals, including the technical team and the doctors, nursing staff, and the the scientific communities, to make sure more and more things can be done at home remotely than physically. I think in that perspective, this remote monitoring has been a great boon. This remote monitoring allows physicians like us with dedicated secure network to access heart reports of these patients through remote monitoring and assess these reports and treat patients remotely. So this keeps healthcare staff such as us and the healthcare system less congested and increasing the capacity to manage patients during this COVID-19 pandemic.
That's really cool. But this technology has been around and, what are the recent developments, especially since it seems to be the need of the hour and it is something that can safeguard everyone from coming in contact with each other and therefore risking the chances of getting COVID. What are the recent developments in this technology?
I think there has been a huge leap because of this technology. It indeed is the need of hour now. It's becoming the new normal for device management across the country. That means anyone who gets a device, I think the new normal is to have this remote monitoring. The latest development is bringing this technology to patients' smartphone. Can you imagine today? The newer pacemakers are Bluetooth enabled and connect with patients' smartphones, making the care more convenient. That means the pacemaker constantly sends information to the smartphone, which in turn sends to the cloud and virtual clinic of the doctor. So when the patient runs the app, they also can see for themselves the remaining battery life of the device. Another great thing is they can also see how physically active they have been on basis of information from the sensors inside the pacemaker, which gives accurate details and tells them how active they've been on the last week compared to the week before that. And this encourages patients to follow probably much healthier lifestyle by comparing their activities week on week. And another tool, which is great, is that education section on this app. Now patients can understand and know how to take care of their pacemakers within the app, which has a section to explain about it at their own fingertips. So this incorporation of artificial intelligence and mobile health technology actually is benefiting a lot of patients. Imagine being connected to your heart and heart specialist all the time with the help of smartphone. And in my opinion, it's indeed a revolution.
True, I completely agree. I mean, who would have thought that remote monitoring or taking care of your pacemaker, you don't have to go to the doctor and you can just be connected through an app. It is actually pretty amazing. But just to, put everyone's fear at rest for one last time, tell me, how are pacemakers beneficial for patients, in the current situation?
That's a good question. The pacemakers these days come with a lot of automatic and diagnostic features to provide optimum outcomes to patients. That means, the primitive pacemakers just randomly and continuously did monotonous one duty that it would pace the heart. But today, these advanced pacemakers collect a lot of information which helps doctors to optimize the patient's heart condition. With the rapid spread of COVID-19, we know that alternative approaches to screening, disease monitoring, and patient education are urgently needed to reduce additional population exposure to the virus and ease the burden of healthcare providers and facilities.
Right.
So it's challenging for patients to get their regular device reports. I know many people say, "Doctor, I'm concerned to come out of my house, concerned to travel in, rented cars." See, unless a remote monitoring device monitors the patient's heart every day, it becomes a little challenging. So these remote monitors can transmit data automatically for the clinician's defined conditions, which help reduce exposure to hospitals of these patients. And it's also like contact-free follow-ups. You can have a virtual call by physician and the patients can discuss looking at the reports. So they also get to meet the doctor on the video platform, video consultation, and also share the reports where he does not have to physically come and get his device checked. So this reduces the exposure of the risk of patients and healthcare facilities. And more than that, it's peace of mind for my patients and staff and me also that nothing will be missed. The remote monitoring constantly monitors. If there is something meaningful and substantial, I will always have access to that information to call the patient and quickly make those changes so that he does not wait for next visit before some altercation in his heart has been addressed. So that's been the great revolution of remote monitoring to me.
Brilliant. That's actually really good to hear. Now, Dr. Girish, from my conversation with you and, other doctors on this mini series on health charcha about the heart, ek baat to I understand ki if you survived a heart surgery, it just means that life is giving you another chance to, value it and to live it fully. Any final word of advice for our listeners who might have gone through this kind of surgery or who might be preparing to go through a surgery or even their relatives for that matter of fact? Any word of advice?
I would tell them, science is a very powerful tool. Believe in it, be updated about it, and see how to make use of this science to live long and live strong. This is very, very important. So towards that, whenever one is diagnosed with a certain abnormality, such as, bradyarrhythmia or tachyarrhythmia, and if you have been advised to undergo a pacemaker or an ICD or a CRT, I think you must consider it and don't be afraid of it. Today, as I said, science has great tools and doctors and healthcare workers are always there with a great compassion and the capability to deliver world-class outcomes. So have faith, be strong, and make use of remote technologies to stay safe. That's my message.
Thank you so much, Dr. Girish. And clearly, if one has been advised to go under the knife, one should consider it seriously. Also because support hai, facilities hai, and more importantly, there are trusty professionals like you, Dr. Girish, to take care of us. Thank you so much for coming on Health Charcha.
Thank you. And it was wonderful speaking with you and have a great day.
Thank you. With that, we wrap up this tiny series on Health Charcha about the heart. Stay safe and stay healthy. For more information on this disease, you can visit Medtronic India on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram, or reach out to us at HT Smartcast on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. To listen to more such podcasts, tune in to htsmartcast.com or sunte rahiye naye nazariye se.
This was an HT Smartcast original.
HT Smartcast.